Part 1. Day and night, they kill here. 1. Crime capital of the world. Late 17th century Paris assaulted the senses and rattled the nerves. Screams and yells echoed off the walls of narrow streets as Parisians lodged boisterous complaints against the insults of urban life. Fistfights among angry neighbors, cut purses racing from victims, chamber pots dumped out from upper floors onto passers-by below. Carriage drivers swore and taunted one another as they jockeyed for command of the street. Packs of vendors shouted at the top of their lungs. Sounds of animals punctuated the cacophony. Dogs barked, roosters crowed, cows lowed as they strolled with their bells clanking. The filth of Paris attached itself to clothes, the sides of buildings, and the insides of nostrils. Several times a week, butchers, tanners, and tallow makers welcomed herds of cattle and sheep to the city's central slaughterhouses, located near streets with names like Rue Pied de Boeuf, Cowfoot Street, and Rue de la Triperie, Tripe Shop Street. On Thursdays and Fridays, Parisians had no choice but to trudge through inches of congealed blood. Even on non-slaughter days, the streets were permanently rust-colored from the blood that had soaked into the earth. There were no sidewalks in Paris. No European city had them. In a futile response to the mud, many homeowners installed a protruding iron bar at ankle height in their home's stone edifice, so visitors could scrape the foul muck from their shoes before entering. To avoid walking in the streets altogether, those who could afford to hire carriages increasingly did so. In the mid-17th century, there were barely 300 carriages navigating the streets. Within just a few decades, that number swelled to well over 10,000, creating traffic jams in the narrow streets for hours at a time, and worse, a major safety hazard. As one Italian traveler wrote, "There is an infinite number of filthy carriages covered in mud, which serve to kill the living." Overcrowded and dirty, Paris brought even the most level-headed of inhabitants to the brink of violence. Conflicts were frequently adjudicated by a supply of weapons, from brass knuckles and clubs to daggers and rapiers, kept close at hand. When street justice was dealt, it came swiftly and often to the great shock of its victim. Only steps from the King's Library on the Rue Richelieu, a watchmaker encountered a former customer. Bypassing all polite greetings, the man launched into vitriolic complaints about defects in the watch he had bought a year earlier. When the watchmaker protested, his customer smashed a heavy sword into the watchmaker's head, leaving him dead. The new accessibility of pistols across social classes turned an already dangerous city into an even more deadly one. The product of the 16th century discovery of saltpeter, guns revolutionized early European warfare overnight. By the 1640s, the French had perfected flintlock firing technology, which made guns much lighter, smaller, and less expensive to produce than traditional wheel-lock guns and rifles. Armed with pocket-sized pistols under their cloaks, thieves became bolder. Parisians looking to protect their homes raced to buy handguns, making the city all the more unsafe. In response to the rising violence, the Crown issued an edict in 1660 calling for the ban of all weapons, including, and especially, handguns, by anyone other than soldiers, police officers, judges, and noblemen. The law did not have the desired effect. Another ordinance, issued 6 years later, repeated the 1660 law, nearly verbatim. It also added that all handguns needed to be conspicuous, heavy, and with barrels that were at least 15 inches long.